Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Living Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Preston M. Smith. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living Artist Podcast. I'm Preston M. Smith, at PMS Artwork Everywhere on internet land and socials. I want to thank you for landing on this podcast. Whether you're a professional artist, just getting started in the art world, a collector of art, or just consider yourself a creative person, this podcast has something for you. I like to think of it as a fun way to rant and talk to other creative people about living the life of an artist, surviving and getting ahead in the art world, and enjoying your life. But most importantly, not waiting until you're dead to make it happen. All right, let's get started.
This episode sucks.
This episode sucks. Yeah, had to go back, way back, deep into the vault for that one. Channel my inner Beavis and Butthead. My wife was right. Should have done it. Should have done it earlier. But hey, good to have it back now. And I miss those guys. That was so much fun. My wife and I were watching Beavis and Butthead Do America. Oh. It was funny. I hadn't watched it in so long. I don't think she'd ever seen the actual movie. And it was really dumb and really fun and really nostalgic. And it just kind of needed to come back up. And also needed to bring the fire aspect of it.
Fire, fire, yeah, fire.
Because today we're going to talk about building a bonfire in your mind. And using all of that anger that we accumulate as human beings, and especially as artists, because our path is not easy. And I've talked about all the good things. I've talked about abundance. I've talked about gratitude. I've talked about positivity, visualization, meditation, all of that wonderful stuff, and it's all great. But today, we are going to give anger its day in court. This came up for me because I've realized recently that I've been holding on to a lot of anger and having a lot of it build up inside. And it reminded me of when I was starting out as an artist. I had so much anger and emotions that I couldn't really process. And it was fuel. It was fuel to really launch me into this path and to get the creation, to start developing a body of work and to start getting out there into the gallery system, showing my work and saying, oh, to all you who doubted me, all of you who put blocks in front of me, in my way, in my path, which were very, very many, fuck you. I'm going to use all that anger and I'm going to use it to propel me forward. It reminds me of a line that I saw from Billions recently, the character of Taylor, and how they say anger, using anger because nothing burns so clean. Something to that effect. And I completely agree with that. Anger is a renewable resource for us as artists and something that we can constantly use because, look, it's not easy being an artist. You're told no a lot. You're second-guessed a lot. You might not get support from your peers, from your family. You're definitely not going to get support from the art world for a long time. And all of that fosters a lot of anger. And the only thing that you can do instead of letting that eat you alive from the inside is use it as fuel, throw it on the fire, burn it clean, and start getting out there and getting to work. Now, I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus or any past people under the bus or anything, any organizations under the bus. I have had a select few throughout my career who've really supported me and helped me out. And to those of you out there, you know who you are. But I've had a lot of people who have not been there and not been supportive and thrown roadblocks in the way and have just said, no, 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 no. So a lot of the things that I did, I just said, okay, screw it. I'm going to create it myself. And I'm still doing that to this day. Hence the podcast, hence a lot of the online art sales. It just was something like, okay, if nobody's going to give me this chance, I'm going to do it myself. And yeah, opportunities have come along the way. I've had some great big opportunities like the Obama gig and the David Lynch Foundation and La Luz de Jesus, a lot of big galleries, LA Art Show, things like that. I've had a lot of really amazing opportunities, but I've also had a lot of people just kind of slam the door in my face and, you know, whatever, not get behind me. So I've had to really build up a lot of this reputation on my own. And that's great. I actually wouldn't have it any other way. And now I just know better how to use this anger and channel it, put it to good use. So this is a lesson to anybody out there who's starting out, who has a lot of anger or resentment or blames a lot of things for not letting them into the art world. You can do it. And this is something that I want to be very liberating for you, something that you can take matters into your own hands and create your own art career. And you can use this anger and resentment and even bitterness or hatred, whatever you want to use, instead of putting that onto your loved ones, your friends, or into yourself and your body, having a poison in your body, put that into your work and use it as fuel. I was walking with my wife the other day. We were doing a little mini hike, and I just realized that I had a lot of anger and resentment kind of building up. And it reminded me of how I used to feel a lot of the time. And I didn't like it. I've been on a path of really creating positivity and abundance and gratitude in my art and my work. And this was kind of an old feeling that was coming back that I remembered the taste in my mouth, but it wasn't something that I thought I was still going to have to do. But it ended up being a great reminder, actually, that this is always there. This is always a tool at your disposal. So I was walking with my wife. We were working all this out. And I just said, you know what? I just give it to me, almost like a Zen thing, you know, like just give me all of this, give me all this anger, this resentment, throw it on the fire, build a bonfire and just burn it to the ground, burn it to the fucking ground. And that's what I started to visualize. All the little things, you know, use it as kindling, non-supportive people here and there on social media, use that as kindling on the bottom level, build to some bigger sticks, you know, your people who don't reciprocate, who don't come to support your shows, if you come to support their shows, those types of things, people who give you little opportunities that don't pay off or slam the door in your face for opportunities like gallery shows that you think you're perfect for, so on and so forth, and then build to your bigger branches. These are the ones that start to really kind of stick, no pun intended. These are typically the people who've just outright screwed you over or used you as a stepping stone in the art world, or taken things from you and really not given a shit about it. Like I had a documentary that was being filmed about me and I had an artist just kind of steal it out from under me, somebody who I thought was my friend, those types of things. I've got countless things like that, but I don't really want to go into each individual one. You have your own, you know what they are. Use those as sticks, put them on the fire, throw them on the top. And then finally, we're going to go to the logs, the big logs, the slow burners, the burners that are going to keep that fire going into the night, even after you've gone to bed. That is your trauma, your lack of support from family members, from friends, people who just outright told you, you cannot do this. The things that really stick, the things that come out in your mind, maybe when you're painting or creating or sculpting, whatever you do, those things that just stick in the corner of your subconscious and keep coming out and playing as a tape on a loop, those logs, those are the ones that burn the longest and the brightest. So we're going to throw those on the top of the fire, and then we're going to pour some gasoline on that bad boy, and we're just going to light a match and burn it to the ground and watch that burn and imagine that being all of the anger and hatred and resentment, the wrongs that have been done to you that you've been holding on to that have been stuck in your body. Watch those burn out into the ether and up into the sky and burn clean and let it go and just learn to let that go. And if you don't want to do that, that's great. Take that anger. If you can do it without going mad or really damaging yourself or your psyche, throw it into your work. That's what I did. instead of building that fire, put that directly into your work. Harness it. Take that. If you're having one of those moments, go directly to the studio and start creating. And just envision all that pouring into your work. Instead of the fire, envision that pouring into your work, the layers of your work. And imagine as you're creating this piece, hopefully a masterpiece, imagine that being transmuted into a great piece of artwork and then leaving your body and letting go of it. That can be very powerful. And I know a lot of people will probably poo-poo it or say it's woo-woo or whatever, but all of these things really matter and they're effective in your work. And it helps you to just be a more centered and happy person in life. So I'm not going to really belabor this point too much. We've talked about using anger a little bit in some past podcasts. I just wanted to really get into this and share how I've been feeling. I know a lot of people are feeling this way. I think we're still getting those ripple effects from the pandemic, and it's kind of getting stuck in our bodies. You know how they say hurt people hurt people? Well, that's true. And angry people pass on their anger to other people. So rather than do that, put it into your work, transmute it into some great art, and get that off of your chest and out of your body. I just wanted to share this. I hope it's helpful. I hope it's a good reminder to some of you who maybe have been in the game for a long time and just forgotten these things. I forget them, so I need to remind myself, and that's what I'm doing on the podcast, is just reminding each of us or sharing with everyone out there who's trying to be creative and trying to make their way in the art world, these little tips and tricks and things that we can do to just make our lives and the creative process a little easier. So thanks for listening. And we've got a great interview coming up next week. Stay tuned for that. And I'm going to leave you.
Babes, this is the worst day of our lives. Shut up, Babes.
This has been the Living Artist Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I just want you to know that I appreciate you being here, and I'm grateful to be in your ears. Your art and creative life on this planet is meaningful, so thank you for sharing it with me. If you like this podcast, whatever platform you're listening to it on, please subscribe and share it with your friends. You can also leave me a positive review to show your support. This helps me to reach more people with the algorithmic magic and keep the show going strong. If you want to see more of what I do and check out the art that I create, you can visit my website at www.pmsartwork.com or follow me on social media everywhere at PMS Artwork. That's it for now. See you back here next time.